This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Welcome to IRIB English Radio Station. You guys are listening to For a Better Life. With you guys is Brother Habib at your service. Today we're going to be talking about fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considered to be in all religions or Abrahamic religions a very good trait, a trait that blossoms into various high statuses and levels for people who have this characteristic. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran that the real people or those who have knowledge are those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala means that you keep in mind in every action you commit or want to commit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are fearful in the heart. You keep him in your mind whenever you want to do a good deed, a bad deed. Whenever you want to do any action, the way you look at life altogether changes. And Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has a beautiful word that he states that don't make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the easiest or the lowest of witnesses upon you. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-knowing, all-seeing. He witnesses our actions. With that in mind, when a person has fear towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she will not commit what is considered to be prohibited, what brings the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will run towards the actions that will bring the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now the question is, why do we fear Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, true, is an all-merciful creator, God. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes wrathful. And just look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did to previous nations. Look at what he did to Pharaoh. Look at what he did to the people of Ad, Thamud, the people of Hud, the people of Lut. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of. And this is in this world. How about the hereafter? How about the punishment and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter? How about the hellfire? How about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showing his high status, showing his uncomparable, uncomprehendable status on the day of judgment when we stand between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and see our deeds, our actions, were we servers that deserve the hereafter or not? Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a very good device to use when we want to get closer to Him. Fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a good device and tool to use to make ourselves better as well. When we look at ourselves with eyes fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with that insight, with that conscience, we start to see holes, we start to see mistakes, we start to see things that are incomplete in our souls, in our characteristics, and that will drive us to do better and to be better. Now, along with this fear is a very important concept, and that is hope, which we will talk about later on, inshallah ta'ala. We will take a short break and we will be back. You guys are listening to For a Better Life, broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Station. Please stay tuned.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.
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 Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need. To be all
I need.
And I know that you see
how love is all I need.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back, dear brothers and sisters. Thank you guys for joining us. You guys are listening to For a Better Life, broadcasting from IRIB English Radio Station. We were talking about the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how it drives us to be better believers and better people. How it helps us and is a tool that we can use to be better people altogether, to have better characteristics, and our morals become better. Now, there is also a very important concept, and that is the fact that at the same time that the believer has fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he or she have hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And as a saying available, there's actually an entire chapter available in Al-Kafi in which sayings and narrations, the hadith, are mentioned that the believer has two lights. One light is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the other one is the hope of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. And one of the best ways illustrations of this idea in the supplications of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam is what is available in Dua Abi Hamza Thumali. Imam As-Sajjad alayhi as-salam states that when I look at my sins, I fall into fear. When I look at your mercy, I fall into hope. And that's what we will look at. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. It can contain anything. And there's also the supplication after prayers. If I am not worthy of your mercy, then your mercy is worthy of containing me, of being casted upon me. And again, this comes from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moses asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his mercy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Moses, look at the mother of a new child, of a newborn, how she takes care of her newborn, even though with all the stinkiness, with all the crying and the headaches that the child brings, the toddler, the newborn brings, yet you see this mother so into this baby, wanting to take care of them, and showing all sorts of mercy towards this child, this newborn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Moses, this is just an example of the mercy that I have towards my servants. This is, as in my words, a drop of water, a molecule of water in an ocean of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. It's incomparable. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very vast. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are under that mercy, inshallah. And again, here pops up a question. How wicked do you have to be that you do not enter or you are not entitled to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a question we should be asking each other or asking ourselves when we look at our actions throughout the day. And of course, I want to sign off with a saying from Imam Kadhim alayhi salam. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُحَاسِبْ نَفْسَهُ فِي اللَّيْلِ أو فِي الْيَوْمِ. He is not from us, he's not from our followers, who does not take themselves accountable every night or every day. When you want, you put your head on the pillow, inshallah ta'ala, this night, think, what did you do throughout the day? If you did any good actions, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you did any bad actions, then you do istighfar, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his forgiveness. Again, making sure you grow. This also helps in growing the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our hearts. At the same time, that fear is available. There should be that hope that does not make us fall into despair and does not make us fall into that delusion that we cannot gain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's always deeds and actions that aid us in falling into fear and keeping that hope, inshallah ta'ala. Join us on another show. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Every grain of sand in every desert land, he knows. Every shade of palm, every closed hand, he knows. Every sparkling tear on every eyelash, he knows. Every thought I have and every word I share, he knows.